This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live, you can bring up anything that you want. We're launching into the second hour of the program, Secession, yet again, the topic of the night here. But of course, you can bring up anything. It's not all about what we want to discuss. You may take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number that allows you to do that. 855-450-3733 with you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype as well. So Skype on in at username lrn.fm. Last hour, Daryl, you told us the Brexit may be in jeopardy, that there are some things that, of course, the politicos could do to try to change, maybe have a second referendum.
Yes.
Or, somehow short-circuit the entire process of making sure these things happen, just sort of ignore basically what the voters wanted.
Or have them leave in name only, but still participate in the Schengen region and the economic whatever it's called.
But whatever happens in Britain, we'll certainly keep our eyes on it. But in the meantime, there are other exit movements that have been spawned or respawned, if you will, like New Hampshire has had secessionists prior to the Brexit, but now the New Hampshire secession crowd has adopted the NH exit moniker, which of course is a good way to get some press, and that's what's been going on here over the last week since actually was Sunday night, last Sunday night. Dave Ridley, who's called this show a number of times from RidleyReport.com, he called for a protest outside of the federal building in Manchester, New Hampshire. They had some folks show up. News media, a couple of them did show. There was a reporter there from the Concord Monitor, as well as, I believe, NH1 television. And the Concord Monitor published their story relatively quickly. And, of course, media being sort of a monkey-see, monkey-do business, others piled on. They didn't take the time to write their own stories, but they did sort of report, the Concord Monitor has reported, blah, blah, blah. And they had a shorter kind of summary story of what had gone on. But regardless, even though there wasn't a whole lot of original reporting on this, it has spawned several iterations of a similar report going on in, you know, sort of regional media. It's gotten as far away as Boston, and I believe the AP might have done a piece, but certainly there's been some Boston media, and there's been a plenty of New Hampshire media. It has been the subject of conversation on at least a couple of talk shows, not including Free Talk Live, from what I understand. And it's also now been the subject of a newspaper editorial. This story from the Valley News at vnews.com. Now, the Valley News is the upper valley of New Hampshire, which is the Lebanon area. It's about an hour north.
So, like the Lakes region?
No. West of Concord.
Oh, so wait. Lakes Lebanon. Is, okay. Lebanon is.
Lebanon's right by the border.
Vermont border.
Correct.
Okay.
So it's that region, the Lebanon region. Dartmouth College is up that way. So Valley News, vnews.com. Headline, editorial, NH exit next. As England goes, so goes New Hampshire. Less than a week after Great Britain turned the world upside down with its Brexit vote, a small group of Granite Staters hopes to follow suit. Give them their due. NH exit is a catchy slogan, even if, as is almost certain, it never catches on. According to the Concord Monitor, 13 people turned up for NH Exit's first event last Sunday in front of the Norris Cotton Federal Building in Manchester. Many a family picnic drew bigger crowds that day, but every revolution has to start somewhere. Can you tell this news editorial is
condescending much?
Yeah, is against the NH Exit? NH Exit members want New Hampshire to secede and form a republic based on the state constitution, which NH Exit founder David Ridley of Bedford says is not perfect, but is the, quote, least bad government on the planet, unquote. Their grievances with the United States involve, among other things, high taxes and perceived invasions of privacy. Oh, they're only perceiving the invasions of privacy. The federal government has never actually invaded your privacy. No, no, no. That whole Edward Snowden thing. Ah, he's just a disgruntled ex-employee.
Yeah, right? And one thing that's interesting about, you know, that whole Edward Snowden thing is there was the lawsuit that was basically dismissed a couple of months before the Snowden revelations came out. And the court said, well, you don't have proof that the government's spying on you.
Dismissed.
So, dismissed. Yeah. And then it comes out, well, wait a second, all these things that we're alleging are actually being done. Well, it doesn't matter. Case was already dismissed.
Member Stephen Zeiler of Portsmouth said he, by the way, member. So this is the way, you know, news media perceives everything. Everything must be organized hierarchically. That
there's groups and groups have members.
Right. Somebody has to be in charge and there's members, so on and so forth. So they're calling Stephen Zeiler a member because he was at the protest. It doesn't mean he's a member of anything, but he certainly does support independence. In fact,
he was part of the group of 13 people.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so you could say group member.
There was a group. Groups have members.
Yeah. Fair enough. But it suggests more than that.
It does. I'm just, you know, giving you
there's
the
no
overly layman's version of there was a group, he was part of it, so therefore he's a member of the group.
Yeah. There's no sign-up process, though, to be part of NHX that you just sort of do.
Well, there should be.
You can join a group on Facebook, I guess. That's a group member thing. Anyway, he says he advocates, quote, personal independence, people taking responsibility for their communities and their own lives, unquote. Why that cannot be achieved in New Hampshire, where the heavy hand of the federal government is mostly felt by those who look for the FBI and NSA around every corner, is not clear. Boy, it must be interesting to live in the world that these people do, who believe that because the federal government is not actively bombing the state of New Hampshire, that the federal government is somehow imperceptible to people that live here. Most people probably pay taxes, federal taxes, and let me tell you, at around that time of year, it's real obvious that the federal government is involved in your life. Because if they weren't involved in your life, you'd be doing something else.
Right.
No one actually wants to pay taxes. Unless
are some people.
There are a very, very small amount of people. I'll take it back.
And there are a couple of states, and I know Arizona is one of them, where they have basically an I didn't pay enough tax line on the state income tax form. And I realize state income tax form is something absolutely foreign to you, Ian, because you've never lived in a state that had those.
That's right.
But how the feds say you have to file this form. Some states say you have to file this form.
That's right.
And Arizona is one of those states. And they actually have a line of I didn't pay enough tax, so bill me more. And then you get to say how much you want to have them, you know, bill you, and then you send them a check.
What do you think the percentage of people who pay more on taxes is than they have to?
Oh, it's a very small percentage.
Less than 1%, do you think? I'd be curious to know.
I don't know what the percentage is. I do recall reading something about the first year that they had this on the form.
How much was given?
It was like $35,000 extra dollars that they raised.
That's probably no more than a handful of people. Probably some really wealthy people just scribbled a few extra thousand in there, would be my guess. But either way, it's not impressive. It's not an impressive number at all. And that does indicate that people don't like the federal government taking money from them. Now, most of them will justify it by saying, well, we have to have it. We need protection.
Well, I wonder, and this is something that I don't know, so I'm asking the question out loud, of the people that live in, you know, say, Arizona, to where you can say, I didn't pay enough state tax. Does that then subtract off of whatever your federal tax liability, because
as a deduction,
right? Because then it reduces whatever your income, your total income was at the end of the year.
I don't know. It's a good question. If you know and you can explain it, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Melanie was just in here. We would have asked her if we'd known we were going to talk about that.
Yes.
Anyway, going on. So the newspaper here, the Valley News, is just astonished. Astonished that there are people who believe that the federal government is overbearing. They say that you have to look for the FBI and the NSA around every corner. Those are the kind of people who are upset about the federal government. Hey, isn't that federal government just keeping us all safe? Don't we need to have them out there to protect us?
Isn't it wonderful that a federal court ruled recently that anything you do on a computer, if it's connected to the internet, is not considered to be private?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's not a heavy hand, Daryl. They're just trying to keep you safe. 855-450-3733. You can take control. More of their editorial coming up on Free Talk Live.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Come on!
855-453-855-450-3733. We're talking about secession. Yes, it's a hot topic, and I'm grateful for it. I'm glad people are talking about it. Some are making fun, but that's okay. I don't know who it was that said it. I know Gandhi gets credit, but I've heard he wasn't the one. But first they laugh at you. Or actually, first they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they fight you. Then you win. And we're in the laughing phase right now. So, ha, 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 ha. You secessionists, you guys, you think the federal government is just so overbearing. Come on. That's the attitude so far of this Valley News editorial. It's like, ha, ha, only 13 of you came out to the first protest in front of the Manchester Federal Building. Ha, more people went to a picnic, a family picnic this weekend than went to your protest. Clearly, people don't care about secession here in New Hampshire. That's their viewpoint so far. We'll continue it here in moments. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can control the topics on the website. We've got a front page that's a Reddit-based site that allows you to submit some sort of news item or YouTube video, something fun, something entertaining, something outrageous, whatever you want. You submit it there, whatever you think our listeners will appreciate. They will vote whether they like or dislike, and you can go and get interactive there for free, of course, over at freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll continue the Valley News editorial piece attacking the local secessionists here in New Hampshire. First up, though, Rudy's on the line in Bullhead City listening to K-Talks. Hey, Rudy.
And Daryl.
Welcome.
The thing about the Arizona on the income tax, a few years ago, I think there was some kind of an amnesty thing that they put up. I forget. Maybe that was it. You could claim that you owed taxes and they wouldn't penalize you. I think that's what that was.
Because they wanted you to pay up. I mean, they'd much rather have you pony up than put you in a jail cell for taxes.
Yeah.
Right, because if they put you in a jail cell, then it costs them money.
Oh, no, out here it costs, in Mojave County Jail, it costs $98 a day to be in jail. And they charge you. And I'm not kidding. You get out of jail with an incredible bill.
Oh, my God. They're one of those places? That's happening more and more often around the country where jails will charge for the amounts, you know, some sort of arbitrary amount, like, you know, the amount you'd pay a hotel to stay in their facility. And then if you don't pay that back, well, guess what? They're going to rearrest you, won't they?
And you get charged the public defender also.
And are these what they call the private prisons nobody could see me using the air quotes there?
Nope.
Because a lot of states, and I know New Mexico has these, where they're called private prisons, but it's, you know, basically the government-run prison that's being operated by some third-party, private company.
Yeah.
But they have written into their agreements that the government will provide them with, like, 90% capacity at all times or pay a penalty. So, it's not an actual private entity. Like, a privately run prison would not have a contract with the government saying you're going to keep us at 90% capacity.
Go ahead, Rudy.
You know, on the prison thing, only the state can take away your liberty. It should be the state that controls you, right?
Well, I don't think the state should exist, but
you murdered somebody. They're going to put you away. You know, they've got to do that. Okay. But you don't contract out the incarceration for profit.
I don't personally have an objection to the concept of having other people besides the state do that job, but I object generally to how it's operated, meaning that...
Because there's a monopoly.
Right.
Five different prisons that are operating in a different area, and people decide which one they want to, you know...
It's a government-granted monopoly. It's a government-approved, you know, sort of good old boys network, somebody who's a buddy with somebody else got that contract kind of deal. And so when those private prisons, don't honor people's rights like they're supposed to, And by the way, government prisons aren't very good at honoring people's rights either.
Right.
But when the private prisons do it, then it looks bad because, well, you know, that's a failure of so-called privatization. And I think privatization generally does fail in a lot of ways because it is government monopoly. We don't have a true market in competition for the service of actually, what do you want to use the term, rehabilitative services. You know, the government prisons, the private prisons probably don't do a very good job at that either because ultimately there's no real choice in that marketplace. It'd be one thing if the person who was going to jail could have some sort of say in which facility they ended up in based on them competing for his business, shall we call it that. But at the very least, that would add something that is currently missing to the picture.
The reason why I called, I was thank you when you talked about when you were at a talker's convention or award ceremony, and Art Bell went up there and he said what he said. It made so much sense because I mean I listened to that show because it's on KFOX, and I can't believe how idiotic some of these guests are that they come up with. You know, I mean they talk about half human, half E.T. Creatures walking around. I mean, they go from the most bizarre things, and George Norrie just sits there and he just talks like it's normal. He'll go from the sky over Phoenix to underwater. Oh no, here's one we talked about. The South Pole, 3,000 feet underneath the South Pole ice, there is a pyramid from when all the continents were one big lump before they broke up, right? You know, one landmass. Yeah, there's a.
Well, you know, maybe it's true. I mean, who knows? Like our caller pointed out earlier, things like that could be possible. How probable they are, I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably not so much.
Anyway, I want to thank you. Like I said, you can't listen to that show for me. Oh, by the way, I've heard him for the last three nights. He has been pushing for, quote, tactical nuclear strikes on ISIS.
I'm
not kidding. He talks, I mean, he doesn't just say once. He talks about, like, how feasible this is.
See, now that sounds like something he actually believes. You know, he's not just, humoring somebody.
I mean, you know, shut up. What are you talking about? First of all, it's not a state. It's not a nation state. You can't go to war against a bunch of people that don't have, you know, they're just a bunch of dudes out in the desert.
Yeah, well, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about destroying all kinds of innocent lives, and that's horrifying. Rudy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, referring back to a conversation we had earlier with a caller who was, like, you know, believing everything that he heard on the Art Bell show or what is now the George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM. And I related the story of having heard Art Bell receive a Lifetime Achievement Award where he basically revealed that he had always thought that most of his callers were ridiculous, and you know, I'm paraphrasing here what he said. It's been years since I saw the speech, but essentially, you know, making it clear he's just doing a show. Sort of like War of the Worlds was a show. The aliens weren't really invading. Now, it was much more realistic and believable because it was a radio drama, but there really isn't that much of a difference between War of the Worlds and Coast to Coast AM. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on in here. Username is lrn.fm. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, well, freedomsphoenix.com has that. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. It's Ian and Daryl in here tonight talking with you about secession. But there have been other topics like Coast to Coast AM. Crazy claims about people living on the other side of the moon. You know, we'll take your calls about anything.
Pyramids here. Beneath Antarctica.
That was
on top of Antarctica, and not tonight, but we have had people say that Antarctica doesn't even exist.
Wow. All right, then. So, yeah, you can make any claim you want. Whether you back it up or not, well, that's up to you. Meanwhile, we're talking about secession. We're going to go back to the phones and to the fun. Then we'll continue with an editorial piece that just thinks this whole secession movement is silly and unnecessary and kind of looks down its nose at it. We'll get into it here in moments. But first, Rusty is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, howdy, guys.
Hey.
First off the bat, I just wanted to say that I heard the earth was hollow and that the Nazis are actually inside the hollow earth.
Okay. Hitler's hiding out down there, huh? With Elvis?
Yeah, there's a documentary called Iron Sky 2, I think, about it. But besides that, I wanted to give kind of an update on the Texas kind of secession movement.
Yeah, sure. The Texit, as it's now being called.
Yes. Actually, Donald Trump has commented on it when he was in Scotland. A reporter asked him, you know, what do you think about, you know, people in the U.S. wanting to leave? They view Washington the same way that Britain viewed Brussels. He said, well, Texas will never do that because Texas loves me. Just kind of avoid the question. But Texas will. It doesn't matter who the president is. It's too late to kind of right the ship. There's too many problems. You have people in Texas calling for Abbott to, you know, basically nullify the Supreme Court ruling on abortion, where a doctor would have to be able to have, you know, patient admitting privileges. It's just that if you're going to take it that step where you want nullification, why not just go one more and call for independence? Because there's so many federal laws and regulations that, you know, we don't want to elect anybody or appoint anybody. We don't elect anybody. We don't have any accountability to these officials that craft these laws. It's just time. The debt's out of control. It's nothing we do now, I think, can really right the ship. There's just too many problems with it.
Yeah, and you think the state legislators there in Texas are accountable?
Well, it's a lot easier to go to Austin than it is to go to D.C. I'll put it that way. And then I think our representatives have a smaller district than our congressmen. Because when the U.S. was founded, I think it was like 60,000 or 80,000 people each had a congressman.
How many Texas legislators are there?
You know, Rusty? 257, I want to say.
257.
I could be off. I haven't.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is because up here in New Hampshire, we got 400 state legislators, and that's over a much smaller land mass and a smaller population as well.
There are 150 representatives and 31 senators.
Okay, so about 181
total.
Not a whole lot.
150 state reps, 31 senators.
Not a whole lot. But he's right, though, in that it is easier to go to Austin if you're in Texas than it is to go to D.C. I'll give him that. That much is true. It's not particularly easy to go to Austin if you live across the state or whatever.
Right.
But nonetheless, not every place can be New Hampshire.
Yeah. And somebody from El Paso might, you know, find it not that much more difficult to just fly to D.C.,
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there. Well, anyway, Rusty, I'm not trying to down what you guys are doing. I hope that the Texas secession thing flies forward. I hope that it is successful. I hope that, you know, I wish you all the best. You guys definitely have something, you know, more, I guess, sticky so far than any other state secession movement that's been around for a long time. It's being taken more seriously now than it ever has been taken. And there's a fair amount of people that are involved in it down there. So kudos to you guys for that. Hopefully other states and, you know, people in other states will look at that and decide to some extent to emulate that. Although I have concerns for the type of people who are within the secession movement in Texas. I think there are a lot of people who want to see, let's say, a theocracy rise up, as well as walls along the border of Texas. And it doesn't seem like it, if it does secede, will be a particularly freedom-friendly place. I mean, it certainly will be freedom-friendly in some ways. I've heard Texas is a good place to have a business. But as far as, you know, issues like immigration or the war on drugs, for instance, those may get worse. Don't you think?
Well, those are problems that come after we become independent. I mean, you could what-if anything to death.
Sure.
I think the first step is just get where we can have that conversation and debate, and that would be an independent nation. You can do that now, but you're never going to reach a point. It just turns people off. If you just focus on let's become independent, then we can talk about these issues. I think that's a lot better message. I too have concerns about the theocratic kind of influence, but I think it's overblown a lot. Not everyone's like that. It's just a small fringe that very vocal within the movement. I wish you all the best of luck. I'm sorry this editor has kind of done a tongue-in-cheek article.
It's totally fine. I think it's great. I mean, the more the mainstream media attacks the idea of New Hampshire leaving the United States, the more it gets talked about. The more people will have an excuse to discuss it. And I think we're going to, by the way, just to be fair, I think that if New Hampshire were to secede tomorrow, we'd have the same issues. We'd still have xenophobes in the state legislature. There's plenty of them. And so they would want to close down the border. They would want to have border, you know, security. That would be become a huge issue relatively quickly between people that support freedom and people that support protectionism and lockdowns and checkpoints and things like that. So by no means is it true that those people do not exist in New Hampshire. They definitely exist here, and I think that would be a concern. Theocracy, New Hampshire is less likely to do that because people tend to kind of keep to themselves with religion up here. It's a much more kind of religiously free experience, meaning that people leave each other alone on that front. Anyway, Rusty, keep us in the loop as things develop there. Thank you for the call tonight, and we'll continue to compare notes. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't care if people are making fun of it. If they're talking about the issue, that's a step in the right direction. Because people talking about it gives people the excuse to think about it.
Right.
Gives them the excuse to consider it, especially if it starts to become something they see as a serious effort, where it's not just a dozen people on the street corner protesting, it's somebody in the workplace talking about it being in favor of it. It's somebody at their church talking about being in favor of it. Somebody that they know, someone in their family talking about it. As more people discuss these things, the closer it becomes to being real. You've got to believe that it's possible before it will be possible. I mean, it's possible now. Anything's possible, but is it probable? Not at the moment. If there were a vote held tomorrow, odds are good. Texas, New Hampshire probably would not vote to secede because people need to be persuaded.
Right.
People are going to come up with objections. That's what the sales process is. When you're trying to sell someone a product or service, that person doesn't necessarily think they need it. So a good salesperson is going to help someone discover that they actually do, in fact, need this product or service. They just didn't realize it. So there's plenty of people out there that, yeah, their life is pretty normal. They feel like everything's okay. Sure, they don't like paying taxes. Yeah, when it's brought to their attention, they don't like the idea that the country's at war. So there are certainly things about the federal government that when they hear them, they don't like it. But they generally don't think that much about it.
Right.
They're just trying to live their own lives. They're trying to get the bills paid, try to put food on the table for the family, pay off the mortgage, and, you know, whatever other normal things people do.
And for those of us who actually think about the horrible things that the federal government does, we're just looking for the CIA and FBI around every corner.
Well, that's what the media says here, and so we'll continue with their story in moments. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments.
Cortisone.
Antihistamine.
Multiple creams. Antibiotics. Spray. Multiple prescriptions.
Steroid injections.
Topical sprays.
Shots. Antibiotics.
Steroid cream.
No results.
It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to take care of him and to give him the nutrition he needed.
A nutritional supplement like Dynavite.
To be the healthy, happy dog he is today.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Put some nutrition in your dog.
The vet that I trust recommended Dynavite. The dog I have today, because of Dynavite, has a sparkle in his eye, a lush coat, healthy skin.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite will make your dog a happy dog.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free and join us here. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show. It's Skype username LRN.FM. We will continue with an insulting editorial from the Valley News, a newspaper here in New Hampshire, attacking the NH exit movement. And I think it's a good sign when you've got newspapers, the old guard, if you will, who have historically supported the state in a lot of its depredations and destruction of our lives. Not a surprise that they would support staying in the United States. We'll continue with that here in moments. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio. First, though, back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Scotty Ray in Arizona listening to K-Talks.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just want to chime in.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Anytime you deal with the government or entities, you never want to divulge more information than you have.
Sure, no doubt.
Also, I wanted to say, love Sarah from Albuquerque. Great, great, great. And as far as Succession, hey, more power to him. And the other item I wanted to add was our.
Before you go on with adding, is there a movement in Arizona? Have you heard any rumblings about an AZ exit?
You know, out here, I hear a lot of chatter, and these are good old boys out here in the desert, mm-hmm. and they don't put up with too much.
I know so. Ernest Hancock had started something back in the 90s, Ernest Hancock being the host of Declare Your Independence
based
on
in
the
Phoenix.
Liberty Radio Network. He's based in Phoenix. He started something back in the 90s, and I just did a search for Arizona secession, and the second thing is, oh, just secede already, Arizona legislature. And it's a letter to, I'm thinking this is a letter to the editor written in the Arizona Republic.
All right, cool. So people are talking about it. All right, Scotty Gregg,
this is from March of last year.
All right, so go ahead with your other thoughts.
Oh, no, there's a lot of chatter. And like I said, these are good old boys out here. And I think maybe Trump should look for Arpaio as a vice president.
Oh, God. Joe Arpaio. the stuff. I mean, he probably would be a good fit with Donald Trump. I mean, all things considered, they are bombastic and ridiculous.
Arpaio's about 9,000 years old, though.
He's still holding office. He keeps getting reelected out there.
He does, but he's probably going to wind up going to jail soon.
Maybe federal prison, yeah.
Yeah, he keeps getting convicted of violating civil rights.
Hey, it's 107th day. There's nothing wrong with pink underwear.
Well, the whole Joe Arpaio situation, the way prisoners are treated in that system is pretty outrageous. And, you know, there's I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right. It's pretty extreme. It's a zero, I would call it a zero tolerance policy.
Yeah, and it hasn't stopped crime. I mean, so the idea that being tough on crime is going to stop crime, the evidence is clear that Phoenix is not a safe place, despite the fact that Mr. Arpaio has his big tough tent city with his rotting bologna sandwiches and the pink underwear, which my understanding the pink underwear is some sort of voluntary program. I forget what the details are around that.
I don't know. I don't get involved. I wouldn't want to volunteer for it either.
But you've got, well, if it gets you out early, then you probably would. If it's going
to
cut my sentence in half, give me the pink underwear. Not a problem.
Wow.
With the whole tent city thing, people may not know what that's all about. Arpaio actually keeps people outside in Arizona, and there have been people who've died of dehydration from that. He brags about how little he spends on feeding his prisoners. And I understand that, you know, people who want to stick it to the criminals think that that's a good thing. But you have to remember, he's imprisoning peaceful people. He's not just, you know, it's not like there's a bunch of murderers out there in the deserts that are not given any water to drink. We're talking about drug dealers. We're talking about prostitutes, pimps, people who are not actual violent
drug users,
yeah, drug
not
users.
Just dealers.
Right. People who have not actually harmed another human being, and Arpaio, and also immigrants as well. He loves to talk about making them the scapegoat and cracking down on them. So if it were only that Arpaio were going after real violent criminals who, you know, rape, murder, or blow things up, arson, etc., then it would be hard for people to be as upset about the conditions. But actually, he wouldn't have to have Tent City because he wouldn't have an overfilled jail in that case. Scotty Ray, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Joe. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, watching us online on YouTube, which we haven't really talked about very much. But yes, we do still have our webcam. It's there for you anytime you want to see it. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys, I got two questions for you. The first one, what is the first official or, let's say, legal step for secession? How do you get it in motion?
Daryl, I mean, I'd love to hear your opinion about this. You certainly know more about the kind of the system here in New Hampshire. My guess is constitutional amendment, which has to be put forward by the state legislators and then voted on by the people.
I don't know exactly how you would go about doing this because the only time it ever went to the courts, Supreme Court said, secession's not allowed, while simultaneously saying that secession was allowed when West Virginia seceded from Virginia that had seceded. So they recognize that secession, but all of the other secessions are like, nope, those never happened because secession's not allowed. So I don't really know how you go about officially doing something that the federal government says you can't do.
Well, I mean, what do you think about what I proposed there? I mean, the constitutional amendment process, as I understand it, means that state reps have to put forward a CACR, sort of constitutional amendment proposal. I don't know what the letters stand for, constitutional amendment. Something resolution,
constitutional amendment concurrent resolution, I believe.
So they put one of those forward, and then just like a regular bill, it would be heard, there'd be a hearing on it, some committee would vote on it, the full state house would vote on it, the senators would presumably vote on it. I don't know if the senators have to vote on something that goes on the ballot.
Right, so I'm pulling up the constitution for the state of New Hampshire to see if it even mentions the United States, because the New Hampshire Constitution predates the United States of America.
It does, I think, mention it if the oath is in there, the oath of office, because the oath was added to later to include an oath to the United States. So that would be one thing that could change, would be to, and that could be like a symbolic change before we actually have a vote on secession, is
right.
to have some state representative put in a motion, or a, not a motion, but a bill that would remove the oath to the United States from the state
right,
oath
that,
of office.
Right, and that's in the oath of office is in the Constitution.
That's what I thought that it was. So that's at least one place that I know of that the United States appears. It may appear in more than one place. But then have an actual constitutional amendment on the ballot. I believe it has to get either 60% or two-thirds. I don't recall. I know it is a larger than just a majority vote in order for it to pass. So it would be a much greater mandate if it did get passed by the voters in that case, because it wouldn't just be a simple majority. It would be a larger majority in that case. That's my best crack at, you know, how to do this. But I'd love to hear if you've got any suggestions, Joe.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a legal suggestion, but essentially sometimes the law catches up with the movement, and you have a place like Colorado, right, where marijuana is legalized, but it's not legal with the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what your guys' opinions would be on something where New Hampshire basically says this is how we're going to be, and you kind of
yeah.
just dare the federal government to do something about it. You know, we're only
yeah.
going to pay in for these things, you know, and what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, you're talking generally about nullification there, and I support that. And I think that the whole secession thing could be one large FU, one large nullification. Like, don't worry about what the federal government's going to do. Just do whatever we can do on this side, presuming we can get enough support for it. If you could get a constitutional amendment that passes how it would be worded, you know, the state of New Hampshire hereby leaves its agreement with the United States, nullifying its entire agreement in its entirety with the United States, here so be it, blah, 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 voted 60%+, it passes, and then just send your notice. You know, governor sends the notice to, here's what happened this year, in case you guys didn't hear, we're saying bye-bye, and then just see what happens.
So one thing that's interesting is the first reference to United States of America in the New Hampshire Constitution is Part 1, Article 7, titled State Sovereignty.
Okay.
And it says, you know, the people have the sole and exclusive right to govern, blah, 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 except for things that are expressly delegated to the United States of America in Congress Assembled, which was the name used in the Articles of Confederation. The United States was only referred to the United States in Congress Assembled.
I think you're making a point here, but I want you to better explain it. Hang on, Daryl. 855-453. Joe, if you want to continue the conversation, you can too. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.